The Mansions of the Dead by Robert Blair. See yonder hallowed fane, the pious work of names once famed, now dubious or forgot, and buried midst the wreck of things which were. There lie interred the more illustrious dead. The wind is up. Hark, how it howls! Methinks, till now, I have never heard a sound so dreary. Doors creak, and windows clap, and night's foul bird, rooked in the spire, screams loud. The gloomy aisles, black-plastered, and hung round with shreds of scutcheons and tattered coats of arms, send back the sound laden with heavier airs from the low vaults, the mansions of the dead. Roused from their slumbers, in grim array, the grisly spectres rise, grin horrible, and obstinately sullen, pass and repass, hushed as the foot of night. Again, the screech owl shrieks, ungracious sound. I'll hear no more. It makes one's blood run chill. Quite round the pile, a row of reverend elms, coeval near with that, all ragged shoe, long lashed by the rude winds. Some rift half down their branchless trunks, others so thin atop that scarce two crows could lodge in the same tree. Strange things, the neighbors say, have happened here. Wild shrieks have issued from the hollow tombs. Dead men have come again and walked about, and the great bell has tolled. Unrung, untouched.